Oh, hi, Chris. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was getting back to you. I got your message this morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. We made it to Friday, right?
Yeah.
We're almost there. So has it been a long week for you too?
It has.
Me too. I don't know why some weeks fly by and other weeks take forever, but this was one of those weeks. So I'm looking forward to the weekend. Can you tell?
Yeah, too.
So I have your billing in front of me, and I can update it for you. Did just the card change, or did anything else change? Meaning, is it still the same billing address? We have Southeast Lagansend Road.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the same. Okay, perfect. So I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
How much are we charging here?
It's for $149.
Oh, okay.
Mhm.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why it's 149. It's supposed to be 100. They were supposed to have reduced I was supposed to be paying $100 a month, and that's been going on for at least 6 months. Maybe that's why it's not going, because I'm only paying
we don't have a $100 package, and it looks like you have been paying $149, because it shows that on January 21st of this year, they changed the package to $149, but they gave you a service credit. So that month was free. Then in February, you paid $149, March $149, April $149. May, there was a service credit, so that month was free. June, you paid $149. July was a service credit. And then August, September, those were all $149. So I wonder if maybe what you're thinking is, and I only think that this might have happened because we don't have a package for $100, but initially when you signed up, you had an extra $100 worth of Google Ads. So they took the Google Ads off, which is what lowered your subscription to $149 monthly. So maybe you heard, we'll take the $100, and maybe you thought that meant that you were paying it, but that meant that they were taking that $100 off.
No, so we had negotiated down to $100 because, so Google has flagged my website.
Okay.
Because whoever built the website there at a Local Splash used phone or pictures from the internet.
Okay.
And those pictures were used from somebody else's website. And so Google has flashed it as a copyright violation. So they're reducing my monthly subscription, and they were supposed to be switching up all the photos in there so that they weren't flagging my website anymore. And that's the reason why they're supposed to be giving me these credits. So I'm not supposed to be paying any money for this website until they fix it. And I've had an ongoing open request for quite some time, and it still hasn't been done. And I was just on the phone a few months ago, and they said that they would credit for the next month, but they couldn't credit for the current month. Apparently never happened, and my website still has the same photos on there. They did change the title, but they didn't change the photos. And so Google is still flagging my account as being some kind of a duplicate non-certified website, and so it's not grabbing the traffic it's supposed to be grabbing or something, the way that they built it.
Okay. So
because Google contacted
whatever,
me and said that I contacted it website.
Yeah, whatever happened in the past with the website, it looks like it's been corrected now because your Google listing is verified and it's published and it's showing, it's ranking. So, I mean, there's not any issue with Google with them flagging it anymore. It looks like it's been corrected.
Okay, so they must have fixed it then because it was up until not even, I don't think it was a month ago, I was contacted by Google notifying me that I had a counterfeit website and that I needed to reach out to my website host and notify them that they needed to correct it so that it was certified and not flagged red, because it was being shown as red flag.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
They basically copied and pasted another website and created mine and then just changed the name.
Google told me. Okay.
So,
yeah, well, I'm looking at the Google business now, and it's published, and it's verified, and the website's up and running, so it doesn't look like there's any problems with it. One thing I can recommend for you, because it looks like they already switched images out, too, but if you wanted to, you don't even have to have us pick images. You could send some of your own content over. And I always tell people, you know, the more proactive you are with your account, the better results that you'll get. So if you happen to have, you know, a before and after photo or examples of your services or new logos or anything like that, you can send those over to us as you get them, and that's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package to put that up. So what I can do for you, Chris, only because I don't have a $100 package, but we do have a corporate rate for the program that you have, which is $129 monthly. So, you know, I'm not supposed to do it. Typically, you're supposed to have 100 locations with us in order to get that $129 pricing, but I can at least get an override and make that adjustment for you, and that would at least save you $20 a month.
Okay.
Yeah, I wish we had a $100 package, but we don't. If we did, I would be able to apply it, but not even for... You know, we work with Anytime Fitness, Subway Sandwich, Extra Space Storage, Vivint Security. So even those big corporations, they pay $129 monthly per location for this program.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So let me see here. Do you want to update the payment now, and then I'll take that $20 off your last invoice?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, so I just made that adjustment, and moving forward, you'll also be grandfathered into that rate. And then is it still an American Express, Chris, or is it a Visa or MasterCard this time?
I'm going to use a Visa this time because I haven't had time to go in there and load money back. So that's a prepaid. I think the MasterCard I have set up is a prepay account. So I've only been putting $100 up. So I think, or $110 or $120, so that's what's been happening.
No wonder. But, okay. No problem. So I will get you up to speed, and at least you'll get a better rate moving forward. So that's good. So go ahead with the Visa when you're ready.
It's 4366-1838.
Okay.
4940-9432.
Okay. Expiration?
1 of 26.
And the code on the back?
988.
Okay, so let me store this information, and then I will process that payment, and you will be good to go.
Yeah, we'll for future billings, though, we will use the MasterCard, not this card. This is just for the one-time payment.
Okay, so once it goes through, okay, good. I just got the green light, so you're good to go there. Let me go back and put the MasterCard in just so that it doesn't bill on this one next month. So do you have that card on you now?
I do.
Okay, so go ahead when you're ready.
It is, oh, I got to put my glasses on. I can't read the card. I'm getting old.
I know, and then they make them shiny, too, where sometimes the numbers rub off and it's hard to see, you know?
Yeah. So that's 5424-1812-8975.
Mm-hmm.
3175.
Okay, expiration.
02 of 26.
Okay, and the code on the back?
505.
Okay. So I processed the one-time payment on the Visa, and then we successfully went back and put the MasterCard on file for the future billings. Mm-hmm. And then if you have more content for the site, you can send it over to photos@localsplash.com. And like I said, we can always update that for you as we go, okay?
Awesome. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem, Chris. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.